You know the joke Rav always says about the dog? There's a guy, not so funny, maybe it's funny. He comes to the rabbi, Orthodox rabbi. My dog died and I want to make for him a funeral and a haskara and everything. The rabbi says, you know, we don't do such things. It's a dog, you know. Bury him in the backyard, you know. We don't do funerals. Chava wanted to donate to the community $5,000. I'll go to the reform rabbi for sure, dude. Oh, why didn't you tell me he's Jewish? The first one. Yeah.
Well, the reform, they have what's called a bark mitzvah. When the dog turns
bark mitzvah.
When the dog turns 13, they throw him a giant party, and of course, the rabbi gets $1,000 or more.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
It's
very popular in Florida.
The bar mitzvah?
Yeah.
And when the boy turns 13, he does a bar mitzvah?
Right.
A bar mitzvah? They made up a new thing. Bar, you heard of this?
I thought I knew a lot.
There's always what to learn. Bar mitzvah, though?
There's an English Jew who was going to work. And his daughter is going out with this very wealthy singer named Mark Anthony. She's hanging out. And the paper said, well, she doesn't need his money because she's got her daddy's money. He gives her a big allowance. And he said, and the writer said, I'm sure it's very big because the guy just spent $6 million in his son's bar mitzvah.
$6 million?
Yeah, in his son's bar mitzvah.
What can he spend it on?
I have no idea. Unless you went to the Queen Elizabeth.
Her herself.
Went out on the event and had a bar mitzvah.
Where?
In England.
You did it on the sea? Maybe on the, yeah, maybe you did it on the boat.
Why don't you just ask me? So I don't know where. How do you spend $6 million?
If he wants to donate, you know, we're here. I need an apartment.
Somebody should go see him or his daughter. She's single. It's good. Maybe get her a voucher.
Sure, and then I get a nice. If I marry you off to someone, I get a nice shatchanut. You get, what's it called?
Commission.
Commission. $2 million, I don't know. Even $1 million is okay. I agree with the $1 million also.
No, actually, Revison, I'm mispronouncing her name, but she wrote a book about her experience in the Jewish community in America and how someone spent something like $1 million in the 70s or 80s, and they flew in a whole group of Israeli singers, and they brought in camels, and they...
You see how you can spend money.
Actually, you can hire a walk-in across the portion to get the right amount. You know, I said, how do you talk to that? Who even cares? Where's the rabbi? The rabbi, I blame him. The man doesn't know any better. He's affected by his money. But there's a rabbi who said, you know, did you ever think there's a God? I mean, but these guys, they don't believe in God.
Believe in the money.
You're dealing with reform.
He's reformed?
I have no idea what he is, but I have no idea.
He's Jewish.
He's Jewish. The man is Jewish.
Very sad. I'm sure we're happier down here. Here in Kutcha Chesed with the air conditioner.
So we don't even think we have anything.
So. Okay, 196. על עניין העבודה העצמית הנדרשת מהאדם, שמעתי חידוש יפה על מה שכתוב נעשה אדם. about the person's self-work, which is required for a person to do. I hear a nice chiddush Allah says. He says in the pasuk, "Na'aseh Adam," because Baruch was told his angels, "Let's make man." Right? Because Baruch hinted, it's true that he created man, but to make from the man a man, a mensch, to make from the man a mensch. Right? The person also needs to work. So why is it hinted? Na'aseh Adam. When you want to be a man, it's na'aseh. Na'aseh is two people together. Hashem makes you into a human being, but you make yourself into a mensch.
And that's much harder.
Yeah. About the hour Yitbodedut, it says, Yesh koneh olamo b'shaah achat. There are people, a person who could acquire his whole next world in 1 hour. How do you do what's in 1 hour? An hour Yitbodedut, 1 hour. Rabbi Yachon promised, whoever does an hour Yitbodedut every day, will not see the face of Gehenna. Will not see. So how come I won't do an hour? I want to see Gehenna. He'll go straight to Gan Eden.
Say that over again.
He'll go straight to Gan Eden. Person who does an hour, he goes to that. For that day, he goes to Gan Eden. For that day. Another day in Gan Eden.
I would almost say when he's in, how's his body do?
He's in Gan Eden. אין לך אדם שאין לו שעה. A person who doesn't, it says, אין לך אדם שאין לו שעה. If you don't do an hour, you're not an אדם. If you don't do an hour, you're not a human being. Forgive me, everyone. Because to be a man, to be a mensch, is to say thank you to someone who gives you. Yeah? To be a mensch is to ask forgiveness from someone you hurt. Right? If someone has an hour to go to, he says, thank you to Hashem. He says, I'm sorry, Hashem, for everything bad I did. He asks Hashem for whatever he needs. He's a mensch. He doesn't have an hour to go to, he forgets Hashem usually. Etzah la'etzot. Fine. Advice to all advice.
Wow.
Hinei lichora kol ha'etzot. בעניין קדושת העיניים ובדיעות הברית נראים כתוכנית עבודת היד פשוטה. It seems like all the advice for guarding the eyes, guarding the ברית, קדושת הברית, it looks like very simple. Take for example, Rabbeinu brings about the קדושה of the 7 candles, the 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils and the mouth. Okay? It's very simple. We purify them, we sanctify them, and we merit this beautiful, amazing Shefa Eloki that comes down from Shamayim. And we get excitement to serve Hashem. When we get our heart gets purified just to want Hashem. Very simple. אבל כל אחד מבין שזה לא כל כך קל. Everyone who has a little bit of sechel understands. It's not so easy. Fine. Close your eyes everywhere. That's so easy. Close your ears whenever you need to. That's so easy. Your mouth, to shut your mouth is very hard. Right? Difficult. Okay? If a person just tries to work only on one limb of his limbs, we'll see that it's more difficult than tearing the sea. The person who begins to work on Shriya Tainayim, he sees exactly where he is, he's at, and how far he is from it. And it looks like he has no way to get there. Atochnit muvenet upshuta. Yeah, I understand it. I purify myself and I become holy and I get everything. It's fine. I understand the plan. אבל איך בקצב החיילות איך מכוח על הפועל? זה כבר קשה. How do you begin? What do you do? Fine, I understand. I need to do it, but how do you do it? What do you do? It's anachom v'cholim ne'musav adat. Not only regarding shmirat ha'inayim, it's everything you're trying to work on in your life. Fine, you work on it, and everything works out. But how do you start working? Yishnam betach mirot shekol achad yodea otan heitev. There are many plans that a person knows how to work. Every mission in Pirkei Avot is a plan how to get close to Hashem. Every halacha in Shulchan Aruch is how to get close to Hashem. אבל איך זוכים לקיים את המשנה או ההלכה? How does one merit to fulfill the Mishnah or the halacha? How? כמה דוגמאות. For example, if a person will fulfill this Mishnah in Avot, פרק ב', יסתכל בשלושה הדברים בי אתה בלדי עבירה. Look at 3 things and he won't come to sin. דם על המעלה ממך, you should know what's above you. Ein Ra, Bozen Shamad. Is the eye who sees you, an ear that hears you. And everything that you do is written in the book. If a person just knows this, he can just to know this, just to feel this, a person will can merit to reach the level of Ruach HaKodesh. אם רק יקיים את ההלכה הראשונה בשולחן ערוך, if a person will just fulfill the first halacha of the Ramah, which is written in the Ramah, the Ramah says, "Shiviti Hashem and Yitavi," just fulfill this one little, it's not even a Siman Shulchan Aruch, it's the Ramah brings down. Right? Shiviti Hashem, Hashem should always be in front of your eyes, it's a big rule in Torah, and then the level of the Tzaddikim, which will go serve Hashem, כי אין ישיבת האדם ודנותיו והסקה ולא טוב וטוב כשאתה בנו if a person will only have Hashem in front of his eyes all the time for sure we're close to Hashem everything the problem is how do you fulfill it how do you get to reach such a level I understand I do this I get close to Hashem but how do I get to do it ויעזור איך הוא יעשה את זה על זה נאמר נפל פיתה בבירה. About this you say, the bread, the Gemara has a phrase, the bread fell in the pit. Meaning, you don't have the bread anymore, what are you going to do? You're stuck. Okay? Therefore we need an advice on the advice. באמת זה דרכה של התורה, that's the way of the Torah, to give you an advice on the advice on the advice on the advice. Yeah. That's Rabbeinu, all the Torahs of Rabbeinu are built like that. This leads to this, this leads to this, this leads to this. What's the basic thing? What's the bottom line? How do I start? What do I do from wherever I am? Okay? And advice, that through this advice, you can do all the advice that Torah teaches us. It's what? Hit bo de dut. Through hit bo de dut. Rabbeinu says, Rav Arush. Rabbeinu Menachem Breslov. If it was Rav Arush, then you could argue fine. The Rav says, a different Rav says otherwise. Rabbeinu says this. Who could argue on that? Not that I think you could argue on Rabbeinu, but so you could say, no, he's in our generation. Rabbeinu says, "Kol etzah ve'etzai b'chinah v'edat hayom." Every single advice that the Torah teaches us is an aspect of v'edat hayom. I know this is what I need to do. It's theoretic. Theoretic, you say?
Theoretical.
Theoretical. Yeah, good. I know what I need to do. How do I continue the pasuk? How do I put it into my heart that I will want to do it, I'll be able to do it? How do I take it out from theory to potential to actualize it?
Actuality.
How do I do it? To put it instead into my heart, to internalize it. It's only through tefillah lekiyum ha'etzot, only through advice to fulfill the advice. The Torah, the Zohar calls all the 613 mitzvot tayag etin. 613 advice that you go to Hashem. There's one advice that helps you fulfill all the advice. And it's tefillah. Ve'lachem. העצה היסודית ביותר שבה תלוי כל קיום העצות therefore the most fundamental basic idea advice that everything is based on it is תפילה and התבודדות prayer, the written prayer and התבודדות, the personal prayer ישנה שיחה מרבינו כזו שאמר רבינו סז מלכותי מאורן תורה פפה I gave a whole shiur upstairs it's recorded on YouTube you'll see it התורה חפה נקצה מורה דניאנה שהתבודדות what? which of? התורה חפה? חלטור חלטור he read the תורה חפה התבודדות it's very powerful very strong you were there? today it's recorded what does it say there? התבודדות היא מעלה עליונה גדולה מן הכל. התבודדות has the highest advantage, is higher than anything. It's higher than everything, everything. It's higher than midah, higher than than keeping Shabbos, higher than putting on tefillin, higher than giving tzedakah, higher than everything doing b'lulud. Why? It's weird. What do you mean? Tefillin, Shabbat, Kashrut, Nidah, Tarat HaMishpacha. How can you tell me b'lulud is higher than everything? It's not even written in the Torah. But truth is that you can't, like Abayim says, you can't reach all these level or anything without doing b'lulud. Even if you'll be keeping it technically. It's a lot of them. Technically you can keep it sometimes, yeah. But it's not. Where's the light? Where's the Torah? Besides the fact a lot of mitzvahs you can't do. Yeah, there's nothing that can change a person more than Ibuludut. Because even if he knows many things, but not everything he knows he can fulfill to do, he's just a success to fulfill. Not everything he learns goes into his life, actually, his actual life. Ki en davar chazak kmo Ibuludut l'avir et ha'adam l'kayem ma shelomim. There's nothing strong like Ibuludut bring a person to fulfill what he learns. When a person has Yishuvah Das and he sits and he says, I need to do it, please Hashem help me, I must do it, then he merits to put it into his heart. So it's like kol kach nachon, it's so true, it's unbelievable.
So what about the concept of preparation? How do you prepare to do a mitzvah? Is there a certain...
You pray to Hashem
that you'll be able to perform this mitzvah.
And I should do it with joy. And I should do it completely. And I should do it with all my heart. And sometimes also there's written prayers to say before. For example, I had a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen. You know the mitzvah of Shiluach HaKen? I have a bird, a kosher bird, sitting on your windowsill, and it laid eggs, or even if the eggs hashed already, there's a mitzvah to shoo away the mother and take the eggs. It's a very rare mitzvah, it's a very big mitzvah, very big mitzvah. It brings the geula close. So I had it the other day at my house. But I didn't take the eggs. I took them, but I put them back. I wanted the mother to come back, and they did afterward the next day.
She came back? Is there normally very rare for her to come back?
I didn't touch the eggs. I touched the nest. I lifted up the eggs with the nest. Because if you touch it with your hands, they don't come back.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Of course, the connections.
Right, you connect yourself to the tzaddiki before doing a mitzvah. I'm connecting to say, I'm connecting to also the king, especially the Rabbi Nachman Blessed. And also, you say to Hashem Yichu, then you ask Hashem, and speak with your own language, Hashem, I want this mitzvah with complete joy. Before I make Kiddush at home, I always stand first and I daven. I start with Hashem Yichu.
But I learned that speaking in the class about the language, but when you open your mind, yes, and you say Hashem, great word, not perfect. You could ask to perfect the word. Example, with let me laugh. You're not going to come in this way perfect. So you make it after 8 days, you make it perfect. Let me laugh. All the mitzvot that we do, we perfect something in this word.
It's spiritual.
So when you connect yourself with the tzaddikim,
they do.
Like,
Very good. What time is it, Yaakov?
2:20.
So we read some of Shmuel Shapira.